Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, I'm going to open your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah, as we enter in this morning, believing and trusting God for a change, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come giving you thanks this morning, amen, hallelujah. But the Bible says in Psalm 24, amen, the earth is the Lord's, and hallelujah, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Oh, who may stand in his holy place? Amen. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seeks his face, amen, who seeks your face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, hallelujah, everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in, hallelujah. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, amen, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up your everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in, amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we come thank you on today, oh God. We need your glory, your Shekinah glory right now, God. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible as we enter in the name of Jesus Christ with all thanksgiving, amen, with fear and trembling, oh God, that we may receive from you as your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's someone greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those who have panned in it, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we rejoice in the hearing and the calling of your name, amen. Oh Lord, just have your way right now, and we just want to say thank you, oh God, for your way, amen. For your way is truth, oh God. We thank you for your goodness, oh God, and your mercy, and your doing endure forever in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we come surrendered all over to you with holy nothing. We cast out our fears and cares and worries and struggles out today, amen. And we pick up the peace and the power that you give, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. So we decree and declare we are overcomers through Christ Jesus, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of this world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, amen. Lord God, according to hallelujah, John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will, amen, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways, amen. Let nothing be done in strife, hallelujah, and bring glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the first, they shall fall short of your glory, amen. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the holy of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, amen. Lord God, and we just want to say thank you according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pass through the water brooks, so our soul pass through thee, O God. Our soul burns to you, O Lord, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, yea, even pounds of a course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn every increase in each of us. O Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, upholding with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. If we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father, as we receive this deliverance on today. Amen. Lord, let nothing happen. Let Holy Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, or backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, Heavenly Father. Circumcise our heart and fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lift up of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our lives a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savior aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and I might be a praise of in the everyday things of life. Unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the aspirations. Be the precious blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us, over all areas of our lives. Amen. We yield all that we are to you, and let the true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise for one another. There's so much praise in you, Lord God. We decree to come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have a true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The glory of God is birthed in each of us, and is manifesting itself right now. Hallelujah. His glorious presence is manifesting right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the crap on the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let the wicked ones be purged out. Let the ones be burnt up and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree the crap that we're covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we summon all ties with the enemy right now. And we decree the crown they are destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, open up our eyes to see. Remove every spiritual blindness, oh God. Oh Lord, remove every spiritual dumbness or ignorance, oh God. We remove every spiritual deafness, oh God, that we can receive your word. Amen. And know that it's you that speaks. For your words and your sheep know your voice, and we don't come to a stranger. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. That great is you that's in us and he that's in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare this morning victory, victory, victory. Amen. Over every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ and those in our family and all that we love, oh God. Lord, we pray for restoration, oh God. Restore those things that the enemy has taken away from your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be paid back 7 times over, amen? And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, let us hear from you on today, oh God. As you speak through the voice of your minister on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, as he decreases, that you may have all the increase, oh God. That he will speak with the power, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the boldness and the confidence of the Holy Ghost, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it be all about you, oh God, and not about him, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, help him, Holy Spirit. I excited about that. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I give this church up in the full body of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree the fact that Christ is in us, and we are in Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have the resurrection power working on the inside. So we rise again. Amen. Death cannot hold us down because Jesus is in us. He made on death the head. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done. Even if you don't do anything else, you've already done enough. Oh, we thank you for the finished work on Calvary, that you didn't leave anything undone. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we enter into this day of God. Hallelujah, have an offering in you, oh God, that you've already worked it out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, those that have lost the love of God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, that they may follow you and receive a touch from you on today, oh God. Restoring, oh God, their peace, their joy, oh God. Restoring our hope to that family. In the the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, see your word and we hear both, Lord, that are dealing with anything but sickness or disease in our body. Oh, Lord, that healing will take root in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those that receive a blessing from the doctor, God, we decree and declare that we receive your report, oh God, and we decree and declare the good news. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that heals us, that sanctifies us, that receives us, and that makes all things new. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we say thank you, but yet still we thank you. We come against, hallelujah, every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit of unbelief, a spirit of the accuser of the brethren, every spirit of oppression and depression, fear, anxiety, and pride, every gossiping spirit, murmuring spirit, complaining spirit, every spirit of destruction, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of doubt, every spirit, hallelujah, of destruction, confusion, every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, every spirit of lust, perversion, homosexual spirit of suicide, levitant spirit, any spirit outside the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or in our bloodline or in our family or in our loved ones or those we come in contact with. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that spirit, amen, that is taking root right now and manifesting itself in our lives and those lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare you to be our provider, for you are Jehovah Jireh. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ that you are our peace. Amen. You are Jehovah Shalom. We decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. You are a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who gives. We decree and declare that you'll fight our battles. You're Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The Lord of hosts. Lord, we just want to say thank you. You are Jehovah. Lord, we thank you, God. Lord, touch us in the mighty way. Touch us in a mighty way on today, Lord. We need you, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We give it all over to you, Father God. We give it all over to you, Lord, trusting you in all things. Lord, help us on today to do your will. We bind our will to the will of our Heavenly Father, Lord, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now, that the mind of Christ may operate in us fully and effectively. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for your plan, oh God, to give us a hope in the future, to give us an expected end, oh God. But we know all good things coming from you, Father God. So we thank you for your goodness. And we decree and declare with all faith that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning and receive it for ourselves. Receive it for our children. Receive it for our grandchildren, generations to come. Receive it for our husbands and wives. Amen. Hallelujah. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters, our nieces and nephews, our aunts and uncles and cousins, near and far, our church family members and friends. Amen. Our family in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for divine position and divine order for our lives, oh God, that we may be able to see from you, oh God. Hallelujah. That we don't miss out, that we don't fall behind. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. Increase us in our spirit and thy Holy Spirit. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we decree and declare that all is well with us and all in our home. Amen. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you here at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning. I am Apostle Tawanika Manning, the minister on the roster, Minister Learn Green, amen, out of Illinois. And we just want to welcome you with the love of Christ, amen. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, please press 1. We want to welcome you, amen, and we want to pray for you and pray with you, trusting God for a mighty move in your life. But we know there's power in agreement. Amen. So if that is you on today, press 1. If you're listening live online, amen, we want to hear from you, those that are listening online. We do know that some lines will not allow you to actually call in to the church line. Amen. But we just thank God for you. You can email us at chantel.mackey@yahoo.com. Amen. And we will receive that, or the preacher and the pastor at gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be praying for you and your family and trusting God together in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I pray you can hear me clearly. I'm getting a little feedback on the line. I'm not sure what that is. But we thank God on today. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I hope you all can hear me clearly. It's just a lot of static on the line and air. So I'm not sure what that is. But, amen, we just thank God. We come against any interference on today. We decree and declare we are victorious even here on this line. We know the enemy will try and affect the airways, but we just thank God that we are here and we're going to stand in position. We're going to stand on the word of God and receive in Jesus Christ's holy name. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. At this time, we're going to have our song selection by Brother Joe Washington. And after that, if it's your first time here with us, we do protecting communion on our Sunday morning services. So if you can grab your elements for that, we'll be entering into our communion at that time after Brother Joe Washington blesses us in psalm. Amen. Good morning, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all today, and I just thank God for giving me the strength and the power just to wake up this morning and do what we have to do. And I just want to tell everybody all over the land that we're praying for the Black and the Washington family. They laid my great nephew to rest yesterday. It was hard, but we got through it. Prayer can change anything. And I noticed some of the family are listening, you know, and I just pray that they have safe passages back wherever they got to go. May God get them safe passages everywhere, all over the land. Have you any river that seems uncrossable? Have you any mountain that you cannot tunnel through? God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, He can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you ever been on your bed of affliction in spite of all the doctor medicine would do you no good? Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, He can do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Have you trouble in your home? Seem like no enemy just would leave you alone. In spite of all you done all that you know to do. Nobody but God specializes in things that are impossible. I come to tell you, He can do what no other power, Holy Ghost most power can do. God bless you. God bless the family. God bless everybody all over the land.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you this morning. God bless you. We just pray that God will continue to be your strength, the strength of the family. And we just pray, y'all, that every virtue that left your body, that God will restore right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You've just been a blessing to the Gospel Public Ministries. And I just pray that God will bless you in abundance in every area of your life, whether it be finances, your health, your peace, your joy, your happiness, and the ministry that God has given you. God bless you and your family. We love
you.
And we thank God for
you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, church, we're going to partake in communion. If you have your elements with you, amen, we're going to go ahead and enter in this morning. Amen. And partake in communion. We just thank God. Thank God for Jesus and his finished work on the cross so that we are able to enter into communion on today and have this time in remembrance of all that he did, the finished work, that he left nothing undone. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we just thank God. The Bible says in Matthew 22, hallelujah, 14 through 20. Amen. If you are all there, I'll be reading from that scripture. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. Luke, the book of Luke. It's been a long day. The book of Luke. Give you all the opportunity to get there this morning. Verse 22, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20. Forgive me. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with a fervent desire, I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion at this time. And we thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive each of us, amen, of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us of each of all unrighteousness. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. And we thank you that Lord Jesus, hallelujah, went to the cross for us, that Jesus took our sins, our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses, hallelujah, to the cross with him. And we thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, remembrance of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgression, our iniquities, and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you and we remember your suffering and how you were beaten and buried and spit upon and whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us. We thank you that how you took some bread and broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, and partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, which is your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah. The word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said this to his disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us, that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us and sanctifies us and redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgressions and all our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us. In the holy name of Jesus, we now take this in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on this morning for keeping us. How many of y'all know God to be a keeper? He will keep you if you want to be kept. Amen. At this time, we're going to have two song selections, and we'll be back for the preach word from Minister Lern Green. So stay with us. Amen. Stay right there.
Somebody scream! Put your hands in the house. Clap your hands in the house. Ooh, yeah. Come on, do y'all feel this? I feel this key change coming right here. Sit down, Holy Shadow.
remember this, has come over me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we have come to the message part of Sunday service, and we're so happy and filled with the love of Christ in us as we welcome our brother at this time as he take his position to be used by God on today. Hallelujah. Introduce to you all, son, for the first time, a man after God's own heart, a man that's willing to pray. I'm telling you, he'll call me and say, Pastor, I need you to pray for so-and-so. He'll message me a witness of God's goodness in his life, testifying the goodness of the Lord, a man who loves his family, amen, a man who is willing to stand in position, a soldier in God's army, amen. I present to you God's son, amen, hallelujah, amen, our own that God has blessed us with. Minister Learn Green, God bless you. Let God use you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. For that warm introduction.
Amen.
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 We're going to try not to be long today, but we pray that this message will bless. Go with me to a very familiar passage of Scripture, Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. Philippians, the third chapter,
mm-hmm.
the 13th and 14th verse.
Amen.
Amen. And it reads, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press for the mark, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we like to use for a subject, keep at it. Keep at it. Amen. Amen. So many have started the race and some have fallen to the wayside, but I want to encourage you on today to keep at it. Amen. Whatever it is you're doing, if you are a giver, keep at it. If you are the type of person that just like to just show lots of love to people and to your family, keep at it. If you're a prayer warrior and you just love to pray, keep at it.
Yes, Lord.
Paul is the writer. There's a lead to be written between an A.D. 61. In contrast to happiness stands joy, running deeper and stronger in our life, that he will be there no matter that. Happiness depends on things happening, but joy depends on Christ. Amen. And what I want to share with you all today is that if you are saved and Christ is in your life, you can have joy. Amen. You can have joy. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. You can have joy. When it's the hardest, you are at a breakthrough. Push past the hard place into the Spirit, into God's peace and joy. Amen.
Amen.
Paul, Philippians is Paul's joy letter. The church in that Macedonian city had been a great encouragement to Paul. The Philippian believers had enjoyed a very special relationship with Paul. So he wrote them a personal expression of his love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
They had brought him great joy. Philippians 4:1. Philippians is also a joyful book because it emphasizes the joy of the Christian life. The concept of rejoicing or joy appears 16 times in 4 chapters. Amen. I'm going to say it again. The concept of joy and rejoicing appears 16 times in 4 chapters. And the pages radiate this positive message. An exhortation to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Yes,
Philippians 4:4. In Colossians 2:9-10, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Christ. What I want to encourage you on today is to let you know is that we are complete in Christ. We have everything we need in Christ.
Amen.
Yes, we are in a process. But we have everything we need in Christ. We are complete in Christ. Amen. Turn
Amen.
With me to Hebrews. I'm going to turn to it myself. Hebrews.
Amen.
Hebrews 10th chapter, and that 6th through the 10th verse. And it reads as follows.
Amen.
It says, I'm trying to find it right here. It says, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, and the volume of the book is written of me. To do thy will, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Above when he says sacrificing and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, thou wouldest not had no pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the seconds, by the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once for all. We are complete
Amen.
In Christ. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They would offer in the Old Testament, they would constantly give burnt offerings and offerings for sin to God. But Jesus was our final offering. Once and for all, he gave
yes,
his life.
Lord.
He gave his life for us, and we are sanctified. We are set apart. Sanctification means set apart. We are set apart for Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
And it says, we are perfect, in other words, to have a perfect relationship with Christ because of our eternal union with the infinity. Amen. Infinitely perfect Christ, which we become when we become his children, born again, saved. we are declared not guilty, and thus
Amen.
Righteous because of what Christ, God's beloved Son, has done for us. Died on the cross, hung and bled, and was beaten and mocked and spit upon. He died and was laid in a tomb and rose the third day with all power.
Jesus.
That's perfection. This perfection is absolute and unchangeable. It is this perfected relationship that guarantees that we will one day be completely perfect. Amen. One
Amen.
Day we will be completely like Christ. We're going to have a new body. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Philippians 3:20-21. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according
mm-hmm.
to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He's going to change his body. This body that we have is not perfect. It's got sin in it. Amen. But God is constantly cleansing us and washing us and perfecting us and making us more like him. But what I want to
Jesus.
Tell you today is that to keep at it. Keep at it. The only way you can run this Christian race is that you got to lay aside some things. The Bible says that in Hebrews, he says, it was saying that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it was saying that we should lay aside every sin and weight which so easily beset us. Some things are not sin, but it can be a weight on you. In other
Jesus.
Words, forget the past. Let it go. Even if you made mistakes, even if you've fallen short, leave all that stuff behind and then reach for God and press
Amen.
Forward in Christ. Amen. Keep at it.
Yes, Lord.
Keep at it. It says perfect progress. We can grow and mature spiritually as we continue to trust Christ, learn more about him, draw closer to him and obey him.
Yes, Lord.
Our progress is changeable because it depends on our daily walk at times. At times in life, we mature more than at other times. But we are all going toward perfection. Keep pressing toward
mm-hmm.
that. I don't know about you, but I'm pressing to get closer to Christ. I'm pressing to get closer to God, pressing to do his will. Let him work through me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the book of Psalms 84:11, he said that no good things will he withhold from them that walk uprightly before him. Amen. And a lot of times that your blessings in life sometimes come through your gifts and your talents. You have to read Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 13th chapter talks about the gifts. Sometimes you might have to ask God, what is your gift? If you don't know what your gifts are.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
But
Amen.
We are complete. We are complete in Christ. Amen. God is with
yes,
us. In Genesis 28:15, it says, I am with you and will watch over you whether you go. God is with us. God is with us.
Thank you, Lord.
God is with us. It's Psalms 139:7-10. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there.
Mm-hmm.
If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If
Lord,
I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand
yes.
shall hold me. David found out that no matter what, God was always there.
Amen.
Amen. Even when he had missed the mark, even when he had fallen short, he said, I cannot flee from the presence of God. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to encourage you on today is that so many have gotten discouraged. Amen. But I want to tell you is that when it's the hardest, amen, you'll get it one day.
Amen.
When it's the hardest, you had a breakthrough. Amen. The enemy doesn't want you to get that breakthrough.
Yeah,
amen. It's just like the ladies. I can't identify with it, but I have an idea. When they give birth, amen, it's painful. Yeah, amen. But after the child is born, she has great joy.
Amen.
Jesus talked about it. He said, like the woman in travail. He said, but then after the child is born, you have great joy. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So sometimes when it's very, very hard, it's not going to be easy all the time. When it's very, very hard, you had a breakthrough. That's when you have to press toward the mark. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Press in prayer. Amen. I've learned to pray until you feel peace. Pray until you feel joy. Amen.
Amen.
When you want to give up, have faith and pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have those times of discouragement because we're in this flesh, and the flesh don't like some things. But Paul said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, that I live it, but Christ live in me. So this crap, this flesh got to die. In Luke 18:1, man are to always pray in that faint. When you feel like giving up, that's the time to start praying and rejoicing. Rejoice.
Yes,
rejoice. First Thessalonians 5:17, it was saying, rejoice again, I say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Pray without ceasing. Quench not the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
The mark is God's word. Amen. The mark. The mark. The mark is God's word. That's the standard that we're pressing for.
Yes,
if you work the word will work for you. Sometimes we miss the mark. Amen.
Jesus.
Give you an example. When you fall out with somebody, you miss the mark. But the thing you have to do is to forgive right away.
Yes, Lord.
But keep at it and try again.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, if possible, be at peace with all men.
Yes.
Remember, the Bible says, if you don't forgive men their trespasses, he will not forgive you of yours. Always extend mercy and compassion to others, like God does. God extends grace and mercy.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Keep at it. Keep at it. We have to yield to him. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes,
you say, what you mean yield to the Holy Spirit? When God is working with you, if God keep putting it upon your heart to be nice to someone, be nice. If God is putting it on your heart to pray for someone, pray for them. That's yielding to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yielding to the other ways you can yield to the Holy Spirit. I'm just giving you a couple of examples for the sake of time. Remember, we are like a sponge. When a sponge is squeezed, whatever is in there comes out. If you are squeezed, what comes out? Does bitterness come out? Or when you are squeezed, does love come out? We want to constantly show love. Amen. We got to. Amen. I know it's not always easy, but we got to show love. Amen. And even our enemies, he said, love your enemies. In other words, you ain't got to be up on them, and you ain't got to break bread with them, but you got to love them. And what happens is you keep yourself in right standing with God because you're doing what God told you to do. God said love.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. Let God repay. Don't you try to take vengeance. Don't you try to pay him back. Let God pay him back. I don't wish bad on nobody. But the thing I found out is that If you're angry with them, they're home in the bed, ain't even thinking about you, and you let this thing have a kind of hold on you. Don't let nobody have a kind of power over you.
Jesus,
keep at it.
Jesus. Yes,
keep
Lord.
At it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Your first John. Amen. I'm going to turn to it. Amen. First John. 1. First John 1:18-10. And it reads as follows. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. God, one of the things he'll do is that what I'm trying to get you to understand here is that don't let your relationship with God, let there be a distance between you and God. Always keep fellowship with God. Always, because the Holy Spirit is constantly moving. The Holy Spirit is constantly working. Even when we sleep, even when we're walking and going through our day, the Holy Spirit is constantly moving. So you don't want fellowship between you and God to ever be broken. I don't want mine. I can't speak for nobody else, but I don't want that line to ever be unclear. Amen. I want to stay connected. Amen. Because at any time, God might have a blessing. I have gotten blessings in so many different ways. Time would not allow me to tell all the different times and things that God has did. But I found out is that when I keep that line open, amen, and when somebody comes in, the enemy going to come in and try to disrupt. The enemy is the author of confusion. Right away, I start praying. Right away, I start rebuking Satan and getting that devil out of the way, because you have to do that. You have to do it. Amen. You could be having a perfect day, and I'm serious. I was having a perfect day one day, and somebody pulled up next to me in the car and was cussing and cussing as loud as they possibly could. And the light was so long. And I said, you know, I just had to start praying. I don't want none of that on me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which is spiritual, restore such a one the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also that thou also be tempted. We have to restore people. Amen. People fall from grace. They make mistakes, but we have to restore them through Christ. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Through Christ.
Help us, Lord.
Through Christ, amen. We have to give them the word. It's up to them if they're going to receive it and apply it to their life. They have to learn how to apply it to their life if they're going to receive the word at that moment. But sometimes it takes time, and God has to work on them. Amen. Amen. Keep at it. If I was to call the roll today, we're just going to name a couple, just a few for the sake of time. If Abraham were here, and I was talking to Abraham, and I said, Abraham kept at. If he hadn't have done what God told him to do, to put Isaac, go up that mountain and put Isaac on that altar and was getting ready to sacrifice him because God told him to, and at the moment he had the dagger in his hand and was about to bring down the dagger, God told him, sent the angel and said, don't kill the lad. There's a ram in the bush. Sacrifice the ram. He became known as the father of faith. He was one of the first that walked with God and became known as the father of faith. God told him, he said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Amen. He said, look at the stars, so shall thy seed be. He told him to look at the sand, so shall thy seed be. Through Christ, we are heirs and we become Abraham's seed. That blessing that God promised Abraham. I'm going to turn to it right quick. I'm almost through. That's Galatians 3:13. Galatians. Go to Galatians. This is going to be the last one we go to. Galatians. Galatians 3:13. And it says, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We receive that blessing that was on Abraham through Christ. What if Abraham had to keep at? Amen. God took showed him a vision that his seed, his children, they were going to become a great nation. They were going to be in bondage, and then God was going to deliver them out of bondage. God showed Abraham that. Jacob, what if Jacob hadn't kept at it? Bible says that he wrestled all night with the angel until daybreak. Amen. And the angel hit him on his side. Amen. He walked with a limp for the rest of his life and told him, your name is changed. You shall no longer be called Jacob, which means subplanter, and he was a trickster. He was no longer a trickster anymore, but his name was Israel, meaning that he was a prince. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
My Lord.
God changed him. And some people say that he was wrestling with himself, but then some say that he was wrestling with change. That's what he was wrestling with, change. He wanted a change. He wanted a blessing. He didn't want to be the same. He didn't want to keep sleeping out in the wilderness on a rock. Amen.
My Lord, amen.
Keep at it. Keep at it. Daniel. Daniel was a praying man. The Bible says that he prayed three times a day. And they didn't like that, the other leaders, jealous of Daniel, because he was being blessed. Made it and told the king to make a decree, anybody praying to another god besides that idol will be put to death. Daniel was praying, and the king didn't want to do it, but because he had already made the decree, he had to do it because he was the king. They threw Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel prayed in the lion's den, and God shut the lion's mouth.
Man.
And Daniel was spared. Amen. What if Daniel had to kept at? I wish I could get you to understand today that whatever it is God got for you, if you could just keep at. If you're being blessed, keep doing what you're doing. I heard a preacher once told me, he said, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. If you don't like what you're getting, change what you're doing.
My Lord, my Lord.
The greatest witness of all is Jesus. Jesus was on a mission.
Yes,
tell
Lord.
Me that Jesus came to redeem man. The Bible says that Jesus fulfilled every prophecy that was written about him. I want you to know that Jesus kept at it. I'm reminded of a classic story that Jesus was about to heal the blind man.
Yes,
and the thing was that he took dirt and spit upon the dirt and made clay and anointed the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. In other words, Jesus was a master at using what was there. Jesus never wasted anything. Oh, I'm reminded of how he fed the 5,000. The Bible said that He told the people to all sit down. And he asked the disciples, what do we have? He said, all we have, a little last lunch, two fish and five loaves of bread. Jesus took the fish and the five loaves of bread and blessed it and break it. And the Bible says he fed the 5,000 besides women and children, 5,000 men. And they had 12 baskets that they took up at the end. Jesus never wasted anything. He took the little last lunch and he fed the 5,000. He can take the little bit that you have, and multiply it. I heard someone once tell me that Jesus is the great multiplier. I want to tell you today, let peace be multiplied in your life. Let joy be multiplied in your life. Let deliverance be multiplied in your life. Jesus, heal the sick. Jesus raised, he raised the dead. Jesus gave sight to the blind. And when he did all his works on earth, they tell me that they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Pilate said, I find no fault in it. Jesus went before the crowd. They said, crucify Jesus and release Barabbas. And they tell me that they took Jesus and whipped him all night long. Placed a crown of thorns on his head. Wrapped him in purple linen. Hung him on a cross between two thieves. Jesus dropped his head in a lock of his shoulder and said, it was finished. Your healing was finished. Your deliverance was finished. Your joy was finished. Took him down off the cross. Laid him in the grave. Stayed in the grave, and on the third day, he got up out the grave with all power over sickness, power over death, power over your problem. I'm done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you. And all that you may have virtue that left your bodies right now, Minister Learn, in the name of Jesus, may it be restored in you. In Jesus' name, plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. We thank God for you for being used in such a mighty way to bless his children. Yes. Amen. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. There was a message that went forward today by Minister Learn Green. Said, keep at it. You heard this message today. And you know that the Holy Spirit has been tugging at your heart. So you didn't have to show up to Sunday service this morning. See, the Holy Spirit been tugging at your heart all week long, all day long. And we thank God that you did come to Sunday service this morning. Everybody that show up here to church, we show up for something. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, will you lift up your hands right now? I'm coming to agreement here with Apostle Tyonika and Minister Learn Green. We're going to help you to pray this prayer of salvation right now. If you know this is you, lift up your hands right now, wherever you are. Say, Father, I realize that I am a sinner. And right now I do repent of all of my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that you have forgiven me of all my sin, and I receive the free gift of forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died for all of my sins and you defeated Satan right there on the cross when you said that it is finished. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to hell for me. And you stayed there 3 days and three nights. And I confess right now with my mouth that the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus. And I confess it right now that you are sitting on the right hand of God the Father right now interceding for me.
Amen.
I pray right now and I ask you right now to come into my life.
Right now.
to be my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And I confess right now that you have came into my life. I receive you into my life right now.
Yes,
and I say right now by faith that I am saved, and I thank you for saving me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have prayed that prayer, Apostle Taunika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We would like to welcome you to the fold. This is the most important day of your life. Most important day of your life is receiving Christ into your life. It's being born again. Receiving that free gift of salvation. And I say a gift. Receiving that free gift of salvation. Expect the change to show up in your life from this moment on in your life. Expect change to show up in your life. But see, you got to get out the way. You get out the way and you let God have his way. You just receive God into your life. Amen. So welcome, every single one. If you have prayed that prayer, we would like for you to, if you're on the church line with us right now, do press one. And we will acknowledge you. We will acknowledge you. We will welcome you here to the body of Christ. Press 1. If you're online, if you're live online with us, do call in 845-277-9213. And then press 1. And we're going to welcome you as well. It don't matter if you're in Chicago, Illinois. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved. It doesn't matter if you're in New York City. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You can be here with us here in Houston, Texas. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved. It doesn't matter. There's no time and no distance in spirit. And we are all gathered together right now. Some in Chicago, some in New York, some in Houston, some in Atlanta, some in other parts of the United States, wherever you are. If you are in need of prayer for something else, you're already a part of God's body. You're a part of the body of Christ. But there's something that you desire to bring to the altar today. I thank God for this gift of salvation. I thank God for the opportunity to come to the throne of grace boldly. So if it's something that you want to bring to Jesus, this is the time. Will you press one? Will you press one? See, we are a praying church. We believe in prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, and I thank God.
Yes,
I thank God that we are the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
We get to pray.
Amen.
We get to pray about every single thing. So if there's something that you're in need of right now, will you press one? I believe in prayer. Do you believe in prayer? Whether it be for you or whether it be for your brother or sister, your son or your daughter. See, your faith is enough where you can come to the throne of grace for your brother or sister. God made it that way. Amen. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Taunika and I and Minister Learn Green, we would love to disciple you. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. It doesn't matter where you are right now. We're all here together right now in this place, on this prayer line. In this, God has made it the way that we can be connected all over the world. Will you press one?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're just going to love you through the eyes of the Holy Ghost. We're going to love you through the word of God, his word, not our words. We're going to love you through these lens. See, there's nobody that is perfect but God. And see, we're only going to do it the way he tells us to do it.
Yes, Lord.
But we would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry. Will you press one?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that you spoke to our heart, every single thought, every single emotion that you have placed in our mind. And we thank you, Father God, that today we don't just leave this place the same, Father God. We We thank you that your word have changed us. It have encouraged us. It have lifted us. It has delivered us. It has redeemed us. Your word, Father God, has loved us so much that we have laid it all down right now, all the things that we have been carrying today because of this word that was preached today out of the mouth of your minister. And we receive your word right now in the name of Jesus. And we say all is well. All is well with us and our house. And every single thing that is concerning us.
Yes,
we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us.
Yes,
and we say thank you that you cover us with your blood. Every single thing about us, we are covered because we are your righteousness in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It is in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering prepared, you can send those over to Cash App through Pastor Chantel. That's Shantell, Pastor Chantel. Or Zelle is 832-989-3649.
Yes.
Let us pray as we bless. Our time for God has blessed us to be a blessing. Father God, we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an immensely for your kingdom. On our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offer the spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And Lord, we give, oh God, being a cheerful giver, we thank you, oh God, that you have blessed us to be a blessing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Our announcement today is October 23rd, 2022. Amen. Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we have our Sunday services. So join us at that time. Amen. We want to say happy birthday to those who are celebrating the birthday this month of October. Today, our daughter is celebrating her 18th birthday. Amen.
Amen.
So as soon as we get off the line, we're going to have a
party.
We're going to party. Amen. We're going to celebrate our daughter this day. Amen. So we just thank God for the opportunity to celebrate with her 18 years that God has given us. To us, amen, and we pray that God will continue to bless her and keep her as she go out and enter into being a young adult and on and on and on in her life.
Amen.
And so we just thank God for that opportunity. And anyone else that's celebrating the birthday this month of October, happy birthday to you. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and strengthen you and save you all the days of your life. Amen. We pray God's protection, hedge of protection around you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone that's celebrating a, anniversary, wedding anniversary. We want to bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen. May God continue to bless your union and long life. The favor and the blessing of God upon your union may increase you in love and patience. Amen. And peace in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I believe that's all we have for our announcements at this time. God bless you. God keep you. We're looking forward to what God is about to do in the Gospel Public Ministries, and we will reveal those things to you as we receive them. Amen. But we're trusting God for the more in the name of Jesus. Amen. Enjoy your Sunday. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to bless you with the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, we are senior pastors, Pastor Joyce A. Manning and Apostle Manning. Myself, amen, and Minister Lauren Green, amen. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does, amen. We bless you to grow in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you, amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function with excellency. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Manning.
Amen. God bless every single one. And, you know, may you be prosperous in every single area of your life. Every single area. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. No lack, no insufficiency. But all of the success of God through Christ Jesus, may it be bestowed upon you right now.
Amen.
What a blessed word today. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. I receive that word in the name of Jesus. Keep at it. A lot of times we do want to, you know, we tend to want to give up. Yeah. But we thank God, you know, for that word that went forth today. Keep at it. I definitely receive it. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. May God keep you. We would like for every single one to come back at the 2 p.m. hour, you know, to help us to lift up the name of Jesus. The word of God is going forth. Anybody like good news? I like some good news. And that's what's going to be going forth at the 2 p.m. hour, the good news. Amen. I like to hear good news. So if you have an opportunity, do join us here at the 2 p.m. hour. We'll be on 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but it'll be 2 p.m. here in the Central time zone. That's what time that we will be on. Remember that Pastor Tawanika and I and Minister Learn Green, we love you, church. We love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. All is well with you in your home. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. Those things that show up in your life, we are the righteousness of God. This is just a test for you. This is an opportunity for you to use God. Places where you're weak in your life, this is the opportunity for you to use God. Remember, Satan has already been defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you and may God keep you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.